This is T.A. calling in from day 8 of Paddle Two Peaks. And the great news is I'm standing here between the two peaks. I'm looking up at the Cirque, and to my right is Brave Mountain, the highest peak in the Kamajik Mountains. And to my left is the Bishop's Mitre. Slightly trickier to see from where we are, but we saw it coming in today. And so Paddle Two Peaks, we made it to the two peaks. We're going to actually see if we can have a little go at Brave Mountain tomorrow. Brave Mountain, just for a fun factoid of the day, is the tallest mountain on an island between the Caribbean and the Arctic of Canada on the eastern coast. So that's pretty cool. And it's gorgeous, as usual. We went from one gorgeous campsite to another very gorgeous campsite. Some interesting sea conditions as we rounded the point. Lots of confused seas, lots of clapetus, as we call it in sea kayaking, where waves hit the wall and come back and make things all kind of tossy-turvy and some funneling winds and things. But then as the further we made our way towards Grimmington Island, the nicer it got, and the sea just laid down, and we actually rafted up and had a snack and enjoyed the view and tried to take more pictures of the Bishop's Mitre since there appears to be only one on the internet. So another fabulous day, sunny from sunrise to not quite yet sunset. I thought I'd do something radical and call the update in when I could still see things. And one of the things that's been very true these last two nights of the Kamajik Mountains is it's very reminiscent of the Grand Canyon. The sides of the mountains are incredible. They're incredibly steep. There's different colors. There's reds and greens and shales and browns and blacks and patches of snow here in August, and not to disappoint, our campsite tonight had another 5 or 6 waterfalls that we've been enjoying and a stream that runs through it. We're on a cobblestone beach that has a mix of cobbles and also shale, which tends to shatter into blocks. And at the moment, the sun is beginning to set, and so the walls of the Cirque are going on fire. Another fine day of eating here on Paddle Two Peaks. The day began with cinnamon raisin almond couscous, followed by beef jerky and pepper jack sandwiches with a little garlic aioli on either English muffin or on the tortillas. And for supper, we had Mark's rendition of a very fine favorite of moose sausage-inspired bolognese on pasta with an appetizer of an interesting mix of tortilla with a little bit of strawberry cream cheese and olive, a very interesting yumminess to start our day, our happy-tizers, as we call them, and a wonderful finish with Linda's biscotti that we all enjoy. Thanks, Linda. That was awesome. We loved it. And what can I say? Labrador is awesome. We're having a fine time. We got here to Grimmington Island, and if someone can text me in why the heck this island's called Grimmington, no one seems to know who was Mr. or Miss or Ms. or Dr. Grimmington. And what did they do here? We're all set up with our lovely little bear fence because we saw a couple seals in our harbor. We also saw a whale today and many wonderful seabirds. So that's about it here. There's just like, wow, when you're not in your tent and it's not 11 o'clock at night, there's so many things I could just keep talking about. But I'll let you go. Thanks so much for following along on Paddle Two Peaks, and we'll catch you from tomorrow. Take care. Bye.
Oh, okay.